It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 16. We're going to start with the 20th verse today, and so please open your Bibles to Leviticus chapter 16, verse 20. And while you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks of Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'm glad that you've joined us today, and I would love to share with you that this, if you would like to contact us, you could contact us by mail at Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. And so please, Leviticus chapter 16, verse 20. And when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy place and the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, he shall bring the live goat, and Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities unto a land not inhabited. And he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. And Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation, shall put off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy place, and shall leave them there. And he shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place, and put on his garments, and come forth and offer his burnt offering and his burnt offering of the people, and make an atonement for himself and for the people. And the fat of his sin offering shall he burn upon the altar, and he shall let go the goat, for the scapegoat shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterwards come into the camp. And the bullock for the sin offering and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall one carry forth without the camp. And they shall burn in the fire their skins and their flesh and their dung. And he that burneth them shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in the water, and afterwards he shall come into the camp. Let's end with that reading of the 28th verse, and let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank you today that we can come and enjoy this time. It's just a wonderful opportunity that you have given us to be together, to come, to read your word, to study your word. And I just thank you for it, Father. Please, that you'll show us your way and will today, and just bring those that do not know you as their Savior to you, that your Spirit will touch their heart. And then, dear Father, those that do know you, please, that they will respect your word and follow your word and depend upon your word, and be not as so many today that desire to change it and make it fit to their days and their lifestyle. And please, dear Lord, we're to follow you, to listen to you. And we have the Spirit of God inside us, within us, if we are born again, to do just that. So please, dear Lord, guide and lead us now today as we study this precious word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What a wonderful opportunity to come and to look to the Word of God and to enjoy it. It's a wonderful time that we have to study and to search the Word. I hope that you will listen carefully as we look through this time, because it is so exciting to look at these pictures. It is an occurrence. It's something that took place, something that God had the nation of Israel to do, but there was a definite purpose for it, and that purpose was that they could see and they could know that there is a coming Lord, The Messiah is coming, and there was a purpose for the Messiah, a need for the Messiah, but because it was going to be 1,500 years, there was something that needed to be done every year to keep their minds and their hearts in line with what was to come. And so this here, as many other places in the Scripture, are beautiful pictures, but this is one of them. And so I don't want you to miss it. I want you to follow it and enjoy it, that we can really see what God has for us here. Now, we have looked at this area of Scripture. We know earlier in the 13th verse, 14th verse, in that area, we talked about how that there was two goats, and we have that up in the 6th verse. He shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. So we have the two goats, and as we bring those two goats, one, there's the lots are chosen, and one is to be put to death, and one is to be kept alive. One is the Lord's. And that is the sin offering, and the other will be what they call the scapegoat here that's referred to. So we take the one is put to death. Now this is there's some repetition here just a little bit, not with the goat, but if you remember, there is also an offering made for Aaron. You see, our Lord Jesus, when he comes before God the Father, he brings an offering for our behalf. He certainly does not need one for himself, because he is perfect. He needs no offering. But Aaron did, because Aaron, as we are just humans, we're sinful man, and we need to take care of that sin. Today, every direction is humanism. It is you need to make yourself feel good. You need to feel good about yourself. My friend, the only way that you're going to really feel good about yourself is to get your sin taken care of, and then the growth can begin. And so for us to build our children up or ourselves up in some false manner, as is done today with the schools and with life as a whole, everything is you need to think the best about yourself. My dear friend, you're born a sinner. You are a sinner. I don't care if you're young or old, and you need that sin taken care of. And so please trust in Jesus today as your Savior. The picture here that we have is just that. The two goats. One goat is put to death. We have the shedding of blood. That blood is brought before the Father, before God in the Holy of Holies, up on the mercy seat. You remember, again, this is much repetition, and I just hope that you're not tired of hearing this, because I never get tired talking about it. I never get tired studying it. I never get tired thinking about these wonderful pictures that we have here. We have the tabernacle. We have the brazen altar out in the courtyard, then the brazen laver. The altar stands for the cross of Calvary, and so you cannot come beyond that time until you meet take care of the sacrifice. There has to be a sacrifice. Something has to take care of your sin. And God set a plan out. That plan is that it must be innocent, must be the shedding of blood, must be put to death. It must be God's plan, not our plan. We've changed it. You get so many different versions of the Bible today, different writings, and man just keeps altering it and changing it. And I just beg you that you stay with the King James, you study it, you read it, and you learn it, and it's just so important, my friend, that you know the Word of God. Now please, as we look at this picture here, is this a perfect picture or a good picture of what Jesus is going to do on the cross? Was this goat that was put to death, was he responsible in any way for the sin of the people? No, he was not. He was innocent. Was he put to death? Was the goat put to death? Yes, he was. And so the goat was put to death. Was there the shedding of blood in this process? Yes, there was. And so we have God's plan. It's completely God's plan. And we have the innocent substitute. We have the shedding of blood. We have this substitute is put to death. All these things, and again, it is a perfect picture of God's plan that was to come 1,500 years later with His Son, the Lord Jesus. And so when they carried this out, when this goat was put to death, and then the completion, and most people miss this, because the completion, and we're going to look at this in Hebrews chapter 9, probably the next time we get together, if not a little bit today. But as we look at this picture now, we have the brazen altar on the outside. It does stand for the cross. Brazen laver stands for the washing. Then we have the table of showbread, the incense altar, and the lampstand in the first room, the holy place. Then we come to the Holy of Holies. There's a veil between these three items, this holy place, which is 30 by 15, and then the Holy of Holies, which is 15 by 15. Within that one single room is the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat. That is where God is present to the nation of Israel. Well, as we are going to study in Hebrews, we're going to find that the Lord Jesus presents to His Father. He takes it to His Father, His precious blood, says, "Here, I have bought and paid for every person that has ever lived. Now, if they come to Me by faith, that's all I'm asking them to do, to trust in Me and accept Me as their Savior. And if they will do that, I will save them. And the process that I've done, I've taken their sin away." This took place on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago for us. It's 1,500 years forward from the time we're studying here in Leviticus. His work has been completed. But let's look again at this goat. This goat was innocent of there was no guilt to him. All right, he was innocent of this process. It was innocent of the sin of man, and yet he was chosen to be the substitute. We need that substitute. Jesus is our substitute. Was put to death, and Jesus was put to death. The goat had the shedding of blood. Jesus shed His precious blood for you and for me. This is totally and completely God's plan. God's plan is a picture here in Leviticus. God's plan and complete and perfect plan with His Son 1,500 years later from this time. Now, we do have the Lord Jesus, because this sprinkling of the blood upon the mercy seat, our Lord takes His blood and presents it to His Father. Many people don't think there is any power in the blood. Well, if there's not the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no salvation. Without the shedding of blood, there's no heaven to be sought. There is nothing. And so, yes, we need the Savior. We need His death. But this shedding of His precious blood and Him presenting it to the Father as the end, as the completion of that work. What a wonderful, and of course we know that He was victorious over death and raised from the grave. Once again, without that complete part, salvation doesn't exist. Our sins are not forgiven. Heaven is not to be our home. None of that can be a part. None of that can work. Unless, my friend, this work is done. This single goat, one single goat performed all that. One single goat. And again, we've been through that several times now. Let's compare. Jesus was an innocent. Jesus had nothing, was not responsible in any way. He had no sin. So there was no reason for Him to die for His sin. You see, He was innocent. And yet He died on the cross. The goat did the same. The goat didn't die on the cross, but the goat was put to death. And so we have those two innocent. They were both put to death, both the shedding of blood, and both processes now, the high priest presented the blood to the Father, to God in the holy place, in the tabernacle with Aaron being the high priest, sprinkling the blood seven times, being a picture of perfection, of completeness. Now also, we have the Lord Jesus presenting his blood to his Father in the Holy of Holies, in the kingdom of heaven, and we have the picture, Aaron the high priest, our Lord Jesus Christ, he is our high priest. He is the one that goes before God the Father for us. So once again, what a beautiful, beautiful picture. And so now, as we pick up here, and let me begin, we start at the 20th verse. The rest of the verses of Scripture here, as we come through, speak of purifying the place, all the furnishings, the tabernacle itself. You see, everything has to be purified, and the only means of purification is the blood. And we need to understand that with our sin. There's only one means of purifying, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ. And, you know, can we take that blood? Can we find that blood? No, that blood is all in the presence of God the Father. When we take the Lord's Supper, when we have communion, and here we have it once a month. You can have it once a year. You can have it quarterly. You can have it weekly. It doesn't matter. You can have it daily. It doesn't matter how often, because the Scripture says, how or oft that you take it, do this in remembrance of me. It's remembrance of what Jesus Christ has done on the cross. Many, many places, many religions, they say that this wine or this juice converts to his blood. It transforms when they bless it, or it makes some transformation when you drink it. My friend, that's not so. The Scripture doesn't teach that in any way. The Scripture teaches us that it's just something to do in remembrance, to whether you use the juice or the wine, to whether you use unleavened bread or whatever you use to represent the body. Again, you are not eating of his body. My friend, if that was so, Jesus would have to be crucified every time, re-crucified every time you do that. He died for all the sins of all the world once. And if you don't understand that, if you don't believe that, you probably do not believe as well that once you come by faith to Jesus, he takes all of your sins away, the sins you have committed and the sins you're going to commit. All your sins are taken away and you are forever his. You don't have to ever worry, my friend, about losing your salvation. What a wonderful work. When that blood was presented to God the Father and he rose from the dead, that work was over. That work was done, and all you need to do is come by faith to him. What a glorious day, the day I met Jesus. What a glorious day, the day you met Jesus, if you have. If you have not, your God is the God of this world, and that's the devil. There are only two. One is the God of this world, and that's Satan, or the eternal God, God the Father, Jehovah. You need to make a decision, because naturally, by birth, your father is the devil. So you have to be born again. Born again. Now, we have all these things are cleansed by this blood. The horns of the altar, everything is taken care of. We've studied that in the past. And when he hath reconciled and made an end of the reconciling the holy place, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. Now we're going to get to this scapegoat. Aaron shall lay both of his hands upon the head of the live goat, and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel. You see, one goat couldn't do all the work that our Savior did on the cross. It takes two. You know, that one goat did a lot. Innocent, shedding of blood, died. Once again, it's all God's plan. But there's something that that goat being put to death couldn't do that our Savior can do. Because our Savior is God. Complete man, complete God. He could do this. But these goats, took two of them to do it. So Aaron laid his hands. Now, remember what Aaron has done. The goat was put to death. He has went in and sprinkled the blood seven times across the mercy seat and across the in the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holy Place. He has come and he has cleansed with this blood every piece of furniture. And now he comes, and I want you to see this. I do not want you to miss this. He has these bloody hands. His hands are bloody. And he takes those two bloody hands and he places it upon the head of that live goat. And he begins to confess the sin of all the nation of Israel. His hands are laid there. When he pulls those hands out, those bloody prints, those two hand prints are upon the head of that goat. And when that goat is led up into the mountains far away, that is that everyone that sees that goat sees those bloody hands. Because as he confesses all the nation, all the sins of the nation of Israel, his own, the sins of the nation, as they come and his hands are upon the head of that goat. And so that is taken place. Now, look what happens here. And so many of you, I'm afraid, have missed this. You have been misled by some preacher or some religion through all the years. Maybe just misled by your own misunderstanding of the Word of God. Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head. This is the 21st verse of the 16th chapter. Hands upon the head of the live goat. Confesses over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel, all their transgressions, and all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. The goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities unto a land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat into the wilderness. Now we're going to stop right there with that 22nd verse, because I want you to see this beautiful completed picture. When this goat, when these sins were laid upon this live goat, number one, I want you to see what happens to that goat after this service is over. That goat is led up into the wilderness, never to return again. What happened to those sins? Those sins were taken away. Now, in the case with the two goats, we have just a covering. Because you see, Jesus had not died on the cross and completed the work. And so until he had finished his work, himself went to the cross, shed his blood, was the innocent sacrifice, died, presented his blood to the Father, and rose again. If, my friend, until that had taken place, the only thing that could come with the sin was a covering. But you see, Jesus completed that. He took it away. And we have the picture here of this goat going up into the wilderness, carrying those sins away, never to return again. What does our Savior say? Your sins are as far removed from you as the east is from the west. And my friend, if you go north, you just keep going and you keep going. And if you go so far, you're going to start going south. But if you go east, or if you go west, you just keep going east. You can go all the way around this wonderful earth our Lord has made, and you can just keep going. And the further east you go, you can still go east. If you turn around and go west, you can go west, and you're just continuing to go west, and that never ends. You see, that's as far as your sins have been removed from you, as the east is from the west. What a wonderful picture. And so you see this goat is led away. It took a right man, but I want you, the goat shall bear upon him all the iniquities into a land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat into this wilderness, never to return, never to come back. You see what happens, my friend, the day that you trust Jesus as your Savior? Now, these people could be there, they could watch this process, but unless they come by faith to the living God, believed that this was my means of salvation, this picture here, our Messiah, my Messiah is going to come, and he's going to take my sin away. Do you believe that today? Have you trusted in the Lord Jesus today? Will you come today and believe in him and say, please, that I confess my sin unto you. The sins of the people were confessed, and it was taken away. Jesus today will take your sin away. He has already died. He has already shed his blood. He has already taken our place. He is our substitute. All this was taken care of. It was by every letter of what God his Father had commanded him. And then he takes his blood and he presents it to his Father, says, here is my proof. Here is the finished work. And that precious blood is still there at the throne of God this very day. Oh, my friend, what a beautiful, beautiful picture of the salvation our Lord gives. They did this every year. They had to do it every year. Jesus went to the cross once because he was the perfect sacrifice. These goats, they were under the curse just like we were. That was not a perfect animal by any means, but of what God chose to give this beautiful, beautiful picture. And I'm going to read once again 21 and 22 before our day is over. And Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions, all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities unto a land not inhabited, and he shall let go, and the goat let go in the wilderness. As we look at these verses of Scripture again, see what Jesus has done for you. Oh, my friend, it is wonderful. See what Jesus has done for you. He has completed the work. He has taken all those sins away. He has taken them from you. He has bore our sins. That's the only way. Now, if you want to think yourself of being strong and mighty and important, please, you understand you're a wicked sinner, you're born into sin, and that's the way you're going to stay until you let Jesus Christ take it away. But it has to be your doing. You need to trust in him today. You need to look to him today and accept that free gift of salvation that he offers. It is so important, my friend, that you do not miss this opportunity of salvation. In our day, things are moving so quickly. Everything is in place that our Lord can return. And when he comes again, he is not coming as a Savior. And that's what the nation of Israel is looking for, because you see, they missed him 2,000 years ago. I didn't miss him. I hope you don't miss him. You need to look to Jesus Christ today as your Savior, because when he comes again, he's going to come, and when the trump sounds, number one, the church is going to leave first. That trump is going to sound, he's going to call his church home, and there's going to be 7 years of tribulation, and at the end of that time is when his return upon earth will come. But I'm looking for him to call me home. That's what I'm looking for. Please, that you look to Jesus today. Everything is in place for him to call his church home. You best be ready and be a member of the church, his church, not some earthly organization, but be a believer in Jesus Christ. Call on him today by faith. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?